You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, welcome along to another edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding. I'm going to be taking a look at a 7-race programme at Punchestown on this Monday, May the 22nd. Not a particularly strong card by the track standards by any means, but there are one or two nice bets to be had there this evening. As ever, big fields and decent ground on offer at the County Kildare venue. And that comes up in the shape of the 8:15, so hopefully we can get stuck into that a little bit later on in the preview.
Race 1.
But we begin with the 5:45, which is a 2-mile one maiden hurdle. One or two horses have shown a fair level of form so far to date. And we've got the unraced Cook Islands in here as well, who's got a flat rating of 96, just to add to a little bit of extra spice to the proceedings. But the one I quite like here has already had a bit of experience over hurdles, and that's First Class Ticket from the Andrew McNamara stable. This horse was a decent third on his only start over Timber back in December, when he was never near a third behind Prospectus in what turned out to be a very strongly run race indeed. Even in getting beat 20 lengths, he comes out really well on my speed figures. Good ground is more likely to suit this gelding by Sir Percy, as he got some decent form on the flat on a decent terrain. I've had a bullet back around about 7 or 8 to 1 this morning. I suggest we have First Class Ticket each way, and hopefully he'll live up to his name in the opener.
Race 2.
On to the 6:15 then, which is another 2-mile one maiden hurdle. This time it's for the Bears and the Fillies. And the one that I quite like from an each-way perspective here is G.I. Jane from the Jonathan Fogarty stable. This mare by Millenary has had a couple of starts already in maiden hurdles. Unsighted first time out when not really handling heavy ground down in Navan, but on a much better surface she ran a more positive race behind a horse called Little Folk. Last time we saw it at Tremor, and the time figure of that race was pretty good. Little Folk really should have won the other day down in Cork, but unfortunately he just got a little bit too far behind and couldn't quite catch Look Closer, who provided Elmarie Holden with yet another winner. If you look at this horse's career as well in the point-to-point field, you know that A, she stays well, and B, she handles a decent surface. David Mullins has been booked as well, which obviously got to be seen as the positive. And around about the 6-1 mark this morning, again, another fair each-way bet is the recommendation for G.I. Jane in the second race.
Race number 3.
Okay, then on to race number 3, which is the first of the very competitive handicaps here tonight, which comes up at 2-mile 1 at 6:45. Plenty of horses with chances here. Sports Barrow, well, he's likely to go well. He's shown a return to form last time out at Perth, when finishing third behind a big outsider called Baccarati. But he's got course and distance form on decent ground. And this ex-Sandra Hughes-trained individual might well go here at a nice price. Bit of money this morning for Levi, I'd certainly respect that. And we've also got an interesting recruit if he does, this horse does get into the race in the shape of Carried. But the one I like here at a price, ran about 16-1 this morning, is Omega Springs from the Liam Casey stable. This horse, has to be said, was a little bit disappointing last time out down in Tipperary. But to be fair, he might have just needed the run off the back of 133 days off the track. And he was eased in the closing stages as well. So he probably ran a bit better than his bare results suggest. But if you go back and have a look at his career record here at Punchestown, you'll see that he's on the two visits to the County Kildare venue, he's managed to finish in the frame on both occasions. His last run, when he was fourth behind Magna Carta in October, certainly reads well in the context of this race. He comes out really well on my figures, and good ground will definitely suit this horse rather than the good to soft he encountered a couple of weeks ago. Danny Mullins has been booked. And as I said, a big price available for Omega Springs this morning. I think he's worth a decent each way punt in race number 3.
Race 4.
On to race 4 then, which comes up at 7:15. It's a 2.5 miles novices hurdle. Actually, probably the best race on the card, if we're being truthful. Quite a few nice horses set to go to post here. I thought Hidden Charmer shaped with a good deal of improvement down in Kilbeggan the other day when he chased down Robbie DeForey from the Willie Mullins stable. He's got to be factored into the equation. Certainly, I think the better ground will suit Swordfighter, who basically has been banging his head against the wall in juvenile hurdles on heavy ground throughout the winter. And his first run on good ground behind Dodgy Bingo the other day brought about a decent amount of improvement. But I quite like Clara Sorrento here. I actually put this horse up last time out, but he was a non-runner on the podcast, so that was a bit of a disappointment. But it was an eye-catching run at that, which forced me to go with Normeach Shard last time. And I do think this step up in triple suiting, given the way he finished off his race here at the festival behind Western Boy, he was a detached last coming out the back straight. But once he actually engaged his brain and he got into top gear, he started very eye-catchingly in the latter stages to make up a huge amount of ground in the latter stages to only get beat three lengths at the line. Certainly not the first time this horse has shown a deal of ability when stamina has been very much to the fore, as he proved when he won in Clonmel back in March. The yard continues to go well. Decent ground or suit. I do think Clara Sorrento is worth a go there in race number four.
Race five.
On to race number five then, which is the 7:45, which is again another 2.5 mile contest, this time for the maiden hurdlers. And Classic Place is the one I like here from the Noel Mead stable. Hopefully Noel will have a good night here tonight, because I do fancy Clara Sorrento in the race before. And there's every chance that this gelding by Beneficial will provide the County Kildare hander with yet more cheer here. He was a well-backed favourite the last day, Danny Now Patrick, and although he looked like winning when he jumped the last, he didn't quite see it out as well as anticipated. Once he met the rising ground, he just didn't quite get home and got run out of it by Westland Row, who incidentally runs in the race before, so we get a chance to have a look at that form line. But either way, I do think this is a much weaker event than the one he contested last time out, and I wouldn't be the biggest fan of this Sharp's Choice either. Albeit he's a 6-4 favourite here representing Willie Mullins, I think he's been more than disappointing on several occasions, that gelding by Montmartre, and I definitely want to be posing him in a rush. So round about 7-2 this morning, Classic Place. He does look a fair bet there in that 7:45.
Race number 6.
On to the 8:15 then, my nap of the night runs here in the shape of Triolet from the Colne na Bratney stable. This horse has caught my eye several times in recent times, and I certainly think he's done enough to suggest he can get off the mark sooner rather than later. That run the other day down in Down Royal, well, he looked like winning all the way through that race. Sent off the 5-1 favourite, he travelled like the wrath of God when he met the top of the hill, and he looked like he was going to win comfortably. Unfortunately, he just got run out of it late on by Ewan Doyle's Viazol, who has gone on to frank the form next time out when running another smashing race to finish place down in Clonmel the other day. So I think this form is all right, you know. And the fact that the pair of them were well clear certainly suggests to me that these two are quite well handicapped at the moment. He's got a really good record here at Punchestown on the two visits that he's set foot on the County Kildare venue. He's finished second in a handicap, and he's also finished second in a bumper as well. So he certainly likes it here. He does like a big wide open galloping track. Good ground or suit. And his high cruising speed will certainly maintain that he's in the fight for quite a length of time. Hopefully the 2.5 miles journey tonight, which he tries for the first time, will suit. It certainly suggests that it will. And around about 6-1 this morning, I do think Triolo is a first class each way bet there in the penultimate contest.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, which doesn't look a bad little bumper actually. And I like Vicarium, who scored in emphatic fashion at the Punchestown Festival a month ago. I do like the way he stayed on in the closing stages, having travelled like the best horse in the race. And the fact that he was nicely backed as well suggested a big run was very much in the offing. He's very much like his dad, Poet's Voice. He's a really big unit. He's got lots of size and scope. He should take his racing quite well. And the added bonus is, of course, that Jamie Codd has been booked to do the steering. So lots of positives in the direction of Vicarium. And he's available back at 3-1, which doesn't look a bad shout for a last time out winner who's a course and distance flag bearer. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in again tomorrow on Tuesday, May the 23rd, where we're going to be taking a look at Gowran's 7-race card, which begins at 5:45. So hopefully you'll tune in then. Until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.